This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Yesterday, we packed our bellies. Today, we're packing shopping bags. Fueled up and ready for the challenge of the hunt for the perfect gift. Wahoo, let the season begin. What do you get for the gardener in your life? Or, since you're likely the gardener, what do you ask for? Oh boy, I want almost every plant I see, but that would require a much larger lot. One of my favorite tools in the garden, beside really good gloves, is a garden fork. Shovels are great for digging holes, but the garden fork allows you to dig up plants, shrubs, and trees with minimal damage to the roots. It's easier to use and definitely kinder on your back. Look for a garden fork with four rigid tines placed fairly close together. It will have more strength. Fermentation is big this year. I've seen classes listed at local libraries and garden clubs. The benefit of fermented vegetables is the introduction of beneficial bacteria into your digestive system and the balance they offer, which aids in the absorption of nutrients. You can find a fermentation set for as little as $30 or authentic stoneware crock with weights for $80. You can also pay more if you like. I'll have some links on gardenby.com. This will get you started, but it's not an endorsement to purchase it through them. Check locally. After yesterday's feast, a little fermentation might be a real good idea. Books are another great gift for the gardener. For those who garden in the cooler zones, I suggest Mary Shear's book, The Northern Garden, From Apples to Zinnias. This one is hot off the presses and packed with 150 years of wisdom for cold climate gardeners. There are a lot of folks with small spaces, so consider giving them containers. For those who are concerned about bees, what about buying an urban bee house? I'll have all this on gardenbite.com. Happy shopping! That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.